Oh, my gosh. They didn't lose, Seth. They won last night.
You know, yeah, I know. That's what I've been arguing. That's what I've been telling people.
It's not Seth's fault. It's the caller's fault.
What, the callers are complaining about
they're
the win?
They're complaining about James Harden.
They're like,
They didn't win the right way?
Yeah.
Oh, darn it. They didn't win the right way. This is a monumental upset. They're up 3-2, and they didn't win the right way.
Right.
They uglied out a win. Look at... You know, my first thought after game four was, look at the point total. Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's the score with 7 minutes to go in this thing. No, that's the final. Look at last night's point total. Look at last year. I tracked the Warriors' scores last year. I think they had like 102 in one game against the Jazz. The rest were like 110 and above, and usually in the 120s. That's last year. You held them below 100 twice. Forget about what Harden's numbers are. You held them below 100.
Right. Yeah.
He's playing defense. Oh, my gosh. What are people complaining about?
Oh, they're, well, this
other
is
than the injury.
I think this is what I'm trying to figure out.
James Harden.
I don't know if like genuine Rockets fans want to, like, I don't know if their first instinct is to call up and make the point that James Harden shouldn't be MVP. And I've told people, I'm not arguing about MVP right now. I'm not arguing about James Harden's legacy. You can say whatever the hell you want about James Harden. I don't care. Like, I really don't care. There's somehow, like, some people are so eager to be able to point out whatever their long-standing argument is about James Harden. They want to like leap on any poor performance or substandard shooting performance and say like, oh, I told you so. I don't care. They're up 3-2. James Harden, but
oh
for
gosh.
His abysmal dry stretch from his over 20 streak from behind the three-point line, actually played well in a lot of ways. And the fact of the matter is the team played well enough to win. Now, if you want to call up and you're concerned about whether James Harden can get it done in game five or game six, yeah, that's a genuine concern. Can James Harden get it done without Chris Paul? Because who the hell else? What teams, please show me the teams in the NBA that could get it done with just their main guy and no other superstar alongside them.
They changed the formula. They
yeah.
uglied out two wins.
Yes.
That's what it is, folks. This is D'Antoni adjusting. He somehow, his staff and he, somehow convinced them that playing defense would make a huge difference, and they're making life miserable for the Warriors. Look at the Warriors in game four. In the fourth quarter, I'm thinking, why aren't they going to the basket? Because, you know, why are you... It's like the Warriors in game four reminded me of me playing my son in the driveway. I can only shoot from beyond this line.
Yeah.
That's how they were playing, and the Rockets took advantage of it. They defended the perimeter so well.
Well, this is the thing that bothers me, though, too, is that, like, people want to pile on James Harden after this victory, and then fine if you want to do that, but also point out that Kevin Durant is 1-for-9 with 8 points in his last two fourth quarters. 1-for-9. He's 0-for-5
oh, yeah.
from the 3-point line in his last two fourth quarters. Like, is Kevin Durant not a championship basketball player?
Well, the thing that bothers me also, Landry mentioned last hour that he felt like Harden looked scared in the fourth quarter. I don't agree with that, but I also think this. Look at the way the Warriors have played offensively in the last two fourth quarters. Those guys, I don't know what it is, but can anybody argue that the Warriors are running good offense in the last couple of fourth quarters? I mean, their possessions are very, very strange. They're getting weird looks. I mean, Quinn Cook got a good look, but
they
that
don't even look like themselves.
No, yeah. Not at all. I mean, look at the last possession of game four. Is that the Warriors? Look at them last night
in
the fourth quarter.
Somebody named Cook was supposed to do something great for the Warriors last night.
Yeah.
Wait, what's going on here? You have all these great players, and somebody named Cook is supposed to save the day. What is going on here? The Rockets are playing well enough to win. That's all you have to do.
No, and this is where, again, like, for whatever reason, I still don't understand this. People wanted to jump on and criticize Daryl Morey for saying that they constructed this team to beat the Warriors because somehow trying to beat the Warriors is a bad thing. I still don't understand that. Somehow Daryl Morey, who, am I correct, has never won GM of the Year?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Executive of the Year.
So Daryl Morey somehow has never won Executive of the Year because he decided to go out and try to slay the dragon when everybody else was cowering in their little peasant huts. Daryl Morey decided to go out and try to slay the dragon, and he built a team and played it this way the entire season, getting adept at switches, doing all this stuff. And like Mark, you brought it up. He convinced them to play defense. It's not that. He convinced James Harden to play defense. You've got a roster full of guys that want to play defense. It's not a huge surprise.
What did I say two, three weeks ago, whatever? Here's what the Warriors have that the Rockets don't have, and that's Draymond Green, who is excellent for them. But not so much last night in the final moment.
He's getting physically punked.
But look at Capella, what he's doing. I know they take him out
very well.
Key stretches and everything, but you know, shot the ball well, the blocks he's getting in the last couple of games, the difference he's making out there, the closeouts for all of them, really.
That block that he had last night Oh, my God. That was a great play. Landry's looking at me. That was a tremendous block on Draymond
Green. I'm not
going to
anoint them just yet because of the Paul injury, but look, you're up 3-2. Who would have thunk it? It's incredible that you've won the last
game. And I'll continue to say this. They have yet to have a deluge of threes. This is a team that I thought that the Rockets would win at least two games in this series based on three-point shooting alone. They haven't had a particularly good stretch of three-point shooting, and in their last two victories, they've been down right around 30% from the three-point line.
What does that tell you? What are they learning, though, here? What are they learning? Okay, this is the postseason.
I mean, they're still taking a bunch of threes.
They are. Yeah. But the thing is, you know, you got to just take whatever you can. That's why I thought the Warriors kind of screwed up. The Rockets played well. I'm going to give them all the credit in the world for Game 4. That was phenomenal. That was one of the greatest playoff wins. I mean, John McClain is putting it up there in, like, maybe the top five playoff wins of the history of the city. Just playoff victories unto themselves. And I think that David Allen Greer's waving goodbye from outside the window. And by the way, I'm going to chastise you guys for not bringing up a boomerang reference or two. I mean, come on. But
in the seven-minute interview, I'm surprised we didn't go through his whole IMDb filmography when he actually wanted to talk about basketball. Yeah, I was like, hey, look at the boomerang. By the way, and then after that, can we bring in some good-looking women that people can't actually see on the radio? Let's do everything unrelated to the Rockets today.
Why? When is that happening?
What's that? The good-looking women? It's a pet peeve of mine.
Unless it's
like people are coming here like, hey, you're hot, which benefits me and nobody else listening.
Unless it's foisted upon us, I don't think that'll happen today.
I just think holding them in the 90s two games in a row, I mean, it's almost like you should put up a statue for that.